You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. KLW reporter Liza Veal says when people find out she reports on housing and homelessness, their first response is that homelessness has been increasing recently. Turns out this is a common assumption.
If you had to guess, would you say that the number of homeless people has been growing in the past couple of years?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's definitely getting worse.
Yeah, so I'd say the number has been growing.
In 2016, residents called 311 to complain about encampments five times more than in the previous year. But what's confusing is the population of homeless people in San Francisco has actually stayed relatively flat. So if the numbers aren't changing, what is? Well, three things. Here's Liza Veal.
I asked San Franciscans what gave them the impression that homelessness was growing.
It just seems the tents along the freeway.
I mean, I see what the equivalent is of shanty towns. We're essentially developing these tent cities.
This is not an illusion. The number of homeless people isn't changing, but the number of tents definitely is. It was back at the end of 2015 that they really began proliferating. Back then, I reported about a crew of San Franciscans, known to some as the Tent Mafia, who'd gotten angry watching the Department of Public Works trashing tents. And so they crowdsourced money to hand out new ones to people without.
Hey, do you need a tent?
Thank you, appreciate that.
Just one person there?
Yeah.
Okay.
The head organizer, Sean Osborne, told me back then, when they kicked off the campaign,
within the first few hours, we managed to raise over $4,000.
There was an outpouring of support that translated into thousands of tents and then tapered off. The whole operation wrapped this past October. But of course, the Tent Mafia isn't responsible for all the tents. In cities up and down the West Coast, charity groups handed them out, and when municipalities tried to clear them like trash, they got community blowback. Now tents are a fixture. There's another reason why homelessness is more visible in San Francisco. Development. With so much building going on, there are just fewer secluded places for people to live out of sight. Mohamed Nuru is director of San Francisco's Department of Public Works.
With all the construction downtown, you know, the Transbay Terminal, the whole of Mission Bay development, you know, the eastern waterfront, the booming construction has displaced a lot of people.
People who lived in alleys and parking lots away from the foot traffic, and also people that lived in cheap rooms that were redeveloped and then ended up on the street. Nuru takes a lot of pride in being the number one groundskeeper of what he sees as a beautiful city.
Our goal is to make sure that our city is presentable at all times. Things need to look very clean, things need to look green, more flowers, nice mediums, beautiful buildings. That's a reflection of a healthy city.
He says he believes in a zero-tolerance approach to people living on the streets, and it's his department that disbands and clears out tent cities. Still, he's glad that development has made homelessness more visible, because this way, it's easier to connect people to services.
Because at least we can see the people now and we can interact with them. A lot of the population we're talking about has been out on the street for a while. And I think what the city is doing is trying to bring everybody together to try to find the right place for these individuals.
One man who introduced himself as Wyndon used to live in China Basin. It was pretty secluded, he says, until construction sent him on the move. Now he doesn't want to live in a tent encampment.
I'd rather stay alone by myself and mind my own business and, you know, leave others alone.
Feel safer that way?
Mainly, yeah, yes.
He tried to live in Golden Gate Park, but felt unsafe.
Well, it's dark. You can't see a thing. You know, unless you got a dog, he can help you.
So now he's in Potrero Hill by the freeway, the only tent on the block, one of the last remaining places where he can get some space without being in anyone else's. So why does it seem like there's more homelessness even though the numbers don't bear that out? Development has pushed people out of seclusion onto the streets, and tent encampments have led to a street life that draws attention. How do these changes actually impact the people that live on the streets?
It's getting more people and it's getting worser.
This man, Curtis, says he recently got a spot in an SRO hotel. He's actually carrying a potted plant he plans to bring home. He's glad to not be living out here anymore.
A lot of people on drugs and a lot of, it'd be a lot of stuff going on. People get stabbed and people be stealing from each other, fights. People be raping the women and then they be raping the homosexuals. Tough guys, you know what I'm saying? That don't be cool.
But for other people, the encampments are just about the only stability in their lives. Take this woman, Rachel.
Actually, I think it's probably better than I would have imagined, because, I don't know, we're kind of like a little community here. We try to watch out for each other, and I've met a lot of nice people.
The last big factor explaining why the number of homeless people isn't growing, despite all appearances, is this. Certain segments of the homeless population are growing, while others are shrinking. And the group that's shrinking is the least visible, homeless families. That's where the city is focusing its efforts. That's Aiko. We're in her brand new apartment in Richmond.
I feel like this wall-to-wall carpeting is perfect for her.
She loves it. Yeah. Oh, she loves it. And she's never been on carpet before, so.
That's Aiko's mom, Mianta. They just moved in last week, so the apartment is clean and bare. It's a one-bedroom for her, her baby, and her father, Aiko's grandfather.
She's happy. She has space to run around. And I don't feel like, oh, you gotta have shoes on. You gotta have socks on. Don't lay on the floor. Don't touch this. Don't touch that.
Mianta is one of the nearly 1,000 families the city has helped house in the last 3 years.
Want to sit in my lap?
Have a seat.
Look at your perspective.
When Mianta applied for rent support, she was living in a temporary transitional housing facility, like a halfway house. This was after 17 years in prison.
I was a teenager when I went to jail and had never lived on my own as an adult.
She was pregnant with Aiko and working two jobs, but she worried about making rent once her lease at the facility was up, with a new baby.
I had to find something to take her home to before she was born, because she deserves to be born into a space that is like a home, not, we don't know where we're going.
In transitional housing and pregnant, Mianta was really vulnerable to becoming homeless. But a nonprofit called Hamilton Families stepped in to temporarily cover her rent. It's part of their rapid rehousing program. See, even though Mianta wasn't on the street, living in the facility meant she was counted as a sheltered but homeless person. In 2014, the city of San Francisco partnered with Hamilton Families to scale up that rapid rehousing program with the goal of assisting people before things fall apart and homelessness locks in.
Any family that experiences a housing crisis won't be exposed to that crisis for any longer than 90 days.
Tamika Moss is the director of Hamilton Families.
We had a doubling of family homelessness in San Francisco past the recession. Many of these families are not unsheltered. They are living with relatives, sleeping on couches, etc. And so that's part of why you don't see the visibility of family homelessness in particular that you do with single adults.
San Francisco also has an initiative to house the roughly 1,300 families that have been homeless for a long time. One big way the city is housing more people is by looking outside its own housing stock at other cities.
We know that if a family is homeless in San Francisco, but we can find them an affordable unit in Sacramento, they're often going to make the choice to move to Sacramento. This all just sort of happened in the last 3 years. We were housing 75% of our families in San Francisco for the last decades, forever. And then the last 3 years, that has flipped.
Mianta's family is one of the ones that moved out of San Francisco with assistance from Hamilton Families. And that was 2 years ago. She's been covering rent on her own for a year. And this new apartment is an upgrade she's making.
It feels safe. It feels clean. It feels like a home.
Mianta is not worried about backsliding. She's a go-getter. She was a teenager when she went to prison, and she worked as an organizer during her incarceration. And now she's employed as an advocate with Justice Now. So the number of homeless people in San Francisco hasn't changed in over 5 years. But in most cities around the country and the Bay Area, the numbers definitely are rising. And there are still over 4,000 people living on the streets of San Francisco, plus another 3,000 in shelters. In San Francisco, I'm Liza Veal for Cross Currents.